Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth using a variety of meditation techniques to help you manage some of the top stress triggers we all experience. You can find all the different meditations, the techniques I share, and any research or links I refer to over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. Just look for this week's meditation series, and you'll find all the resources and everything you need right there waiting for you. And if you'd like to join a free private Facebook group of listeners just like you of the Daily Meditation Podcast, you can send me a message on my Facebook page at Sip and Om. Just look up Sip and Om Facebook page and send me a message. Just say, hey, please add me to your private group, and I will gladly do that. We're a group of meditators from around the world, and one thing we do that's special is we participate in weekly challenges customized around the theme we're exploring for the week. You can ask your questions, you can gain inspiration, and just find a home for the meditation part of you. Well, in today's episode, we are at episode 770, and you're going to be guided in a chakra meditation. Now, you never have to use the meditation technique that I share with you in each episode. You can still do the guided meditation. I like to offer meditation techniques as a way to keep your meditations dynamic. You never know what might work for you, so I encourage you to keep an open mind and just try some of the techniques that I guide you through. Now, meditation techniques are also pivotal in ways that help you manage stress right smack in the busiest part of your day. Because we're not facing stress when we're seated meditating. We might be battling a mind that's distracted, or our to-do lists that keep running through our heads, or maybe we're feeling a little comfortable as we're sitting there on our meditation cushion, but we're really not right in the midst of our busy day. But when you are, when the rubber meets the road in the middle of your busy day managing stress triggers, this is when the meditation techniques are so valuable, because you can do a meditation technique to help you manage stress. And this is very important, because this brings your meditation ritual right into your day-to-day life. So for today's meditation, it's focused around our theme this week of ushering in change, welcoming it, and embracing it. And every day this week, we've been exploring different ways to do that. And so before I guide you through the chakra meditation, I'd like to share with you a little bit about how to best prepare yourself for unexpected change. Now, one of the ways we learned yesterday in our meditation was that change can actually be incredibly good for you because it helps you to break out of repetitive habits and patterns that may not have really served you so well. It gives you the opportunity to challenge yourself to adapt new habits and patterns that are going to help you in your life. And it forces you to reach out to your world and look at opportunities that are there that you may not have ever noticed before. Especially the unexpected change, even the changes that seem to yank the carpet out from under your feet, those changes can actually benefit you. So today I want to share with you how to manage change, how to prepare yourself for it by allowing yourself time to respond in a way that's proactive. And to do this, it's important to stop and honor how this change is impacting you, to really assess how you're managing with this change, how it's impacting you, the fears it's bringing up, the opportunities. And this is a great time to keep a journal, to keep a change journal where you note how you're progressing through this change, all the different stages you go through. So really honor yourself for these unexpected changes that take place in our lives. And this helps you to understand how the change is impacting you. Notice how it makes you feel in your body, where you're holding onto the pain that this change may be causing you, or how your emotions are feeling. You may be reeling from change. Your head may be spinning, and you may be in a vortex of fear and worry. Just don't judge. Take note. Notice and take in that information. And then allow yourself time to process it. So don't just let things be or let things fall into place as they will. Don't deny the situation or feel like, oh, I'll just, you know, deal with this later. Really notice this change, its impact on you, and how you can assess it thoroughly and deal with it in a proactive way. So now with that, let's guide you in today's chakra meditation. Chakras are simply referred to as your energy centers. Many people agree there are 7 chakras. Some people believe there are more or less. And these are areas where your emotions, your experiences, your memories are harbored. They correspond with feelings you have and different parts of your body. So as I guide you through this chakra meditation, pay close attention to how you feel in your body and the thoughts you're thinking as you focus on today's chakra meditation to embrace change. So go ahead and sit up straight, nice and comfortable, in a chair, the end of your bed, on the floor with pillows propped up under your hips to kind of roll your hips forward, taking pressure off your back, and propping pillows under your knees to make sure your legs don't fall asleep. Now close your eyes gently, keeping them slightly elevated as they're closed. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you may harbor tension. Relax your feet and your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs and your hips. Relax your stomach, letting it soften, not sucking it in, allowing it to relax fully so you can give yourself the full diaphragmatic breath that you deserve. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward, whichever feels best to you. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your face. Soften your whole face, and you may need to crinkle it up a little bit to really feel the muscles here. Beautiful. Notice how you feel and take note of any remaining areas of tension you may harbor, and breathe into those areas, feeling them expand. Very nice. Now bring to mind a change you're going through, and just notice how you're feeling there in your body. This is a meditation for your fifth chakra, and we actually recently did our fifth chakra, which is all about how you show up to the world around you, what others think of you, and most importantly, how you authentically show up and express yourself. Your fifth chakra is located at your throat. It impacts your voice, your message, your full throat area. So as you close your eyes, your body is relaxed, your jaw, shoulders, stomach are softened. Visualize your fifth chakra at your throat. Its color is indigo. Every chakra has a color. Think about how you'd like to show up in the world. Many people who are facing job loss or the loss of a loved one, something that makes them feel vulnerable and less certain about life, this is where you're likely to feel you have no voice at all. I've worked with several clients who have been laid off or terminated from jobs unexpectedly, and they tell me that for a while they just had no voice. They had nothing to say. They felt so shaken they lost their confidence, they lost their voice. So let's help you have a voice regardless of what happens to you. Consider a change you're going through and visualize your throat and the color indigo. Its element is ether. The medium through which light passes has an ethereal type of association. Ask yourself these questions. Am I able to listen to my own higher self? That part of me that's me at my best? Notice the silence within you. Focus on the silence. Consider the quality of your voice. Is it harsh or fearful? Don't judge, just observe. What can you do to help you feel more connected and more confident? Continue seated. Reflecting on your voice, your actual speaking voice, how you show up in the world, and also how authentic you feel you share yourself. Sit in silence for as long as you enjoy doing it. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.